Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Finally, Duke Carolina failed to live up to its legendary hype. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. This one might have been over before it started when the Blue Devil Superman slipped, blew apart his shoe, and left the court with a sprained knee not to return. Zion turned zero with no full minutes, zero shots, free throws, rebounds, assists, block shots, and steals, his one stat being the turnover that sent the Cameron Cauldron into shock. The Wunderkind, who has sucked all the oxygen out of every room, big and small, since his arrival at Duke, did it again when he limped to the locker room and word spread he was done for the night. The crazies went almost breathless after camping out in Kayville for 6 weeks, which ended with Tuesday night's quagmire to endure the eighth loss this century to those dirty Tar Heels. The battle of the freshman point guards was a complete dud as Trey Jones and Kobe White combined to shoot 4 for 25, including clanging 2 for 12 from the arc. The court actually could have been cleared for a game of 2-on-2 between the two Cams, a Luke and an RJ, who with the help of 14 from Garrison Brooks had 130 of the 160 points scored. Four others who saw considerable time failed to score as the teams began making 3 of 24 three-pointers, and despite a late futile flurry from Duke, hit only 30% from outside. Better yet, they could have invited Barack Obama to play offense for both teams, since POTUS number 44 was sitting courtside baseline after visiting the two locker rooms before the game. Back in his day on the Chicago playgrounds, his nickname was Barry Obama, because he never saw a shot he didn't like. It was a weird and wonderful night for Carolina, and a weird and woesome one for Duke, which suffered its second ACC loss while losing a freshman starter early in each game. Despite falling into a three-way tie with UNC and Virginia atop the ACC, most Dukies will apply an asterisk to this one, since they know they can't beat a top-10 team without Zion. The Tar Heels will take it, recalling the philosophy of their long-gone dean that injuries were a part of the game. Both teams played hard, but the bad overwhelmed the good, and at the end was something we didn't expect at all. This is Art Chansky. See ya.